Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Again, we have a Hanukkah story. This is about a certain chassid who visited his Rebbe in Tishrei. Now, you might ask, what does that have to do with Hanukkah? Tishrei is the holiday that has in it Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Tzeres, and seemingly it can have nothing to do with Hanukkah. But when this chassid went to the Rebbe told him that he should carry his menorah with him whenever he left home. Now this particular chassid, whose name was Label, made a living as a woodchopper. He would go into the woods, and he had a little hut there, deep in the woods, where he would stay. A little bit of food in the woods, in the hut, the kind of food that wouldn't spoil. Kept enough food for many weeks. And each day he would go out and chop wood. At the end of the week, or 2 weeks, or 3 weeks, or 4 weeks that he was there, he would bring all the wood back into the town, and he would sell it so that people could use the wood in their fireplaces or in their stoves or for other purposes. And so now he had instructions that he should take his menorah and candles, and the Rebbe said, big candles. Use big candles for your menorah. So that's what he did. Whenever he went out to away from the house, he would carry his menorah with him. And so when he went into the woods to chop wood, he would carry his menorah with him with big candles and matches. Sure enough, not long after the holiday of Simchas Torah, he lived in Russia where the weather can get very cold, even in the fall. Sure enough, he went out to the woods to chop wood. He thought he'd maybe stay there for a day, 2 days, 3 days. And it began to snow. And it snowed and snowed and snowed and snowed. And so Label could not get back into the town. There was too much snow. And the snow continued. And so it looked like he would be in his hut for a long time. Of course, he had plenty of firewood to keep warm. And he had the kind of food that would last a long time. He was able to have something to eat each day. And he stayed. He went out and chopped wood each day. And then he slept in the hut because he could not go back. Eventually, Hanukkah came, and he was still out there in the woods. So now he understood, at least partially, why the Rebbe told him to carry his menorah with him. Because now that he was trapped in the woods for Hanukkah, because he listened to the Rebbe, he was prepared. But our story is not over yet. One day, in the late afternoon, it was Hanukkah, and Label was just about finished chopping wood. All of a sudden, some robbers came, and they said, "Do you have anything that's worth money? We're going to rob you. We're going to steal it." He said, "No, I don't have anything except for this menorah. Not really worth very much money, very simple menorah." "Well, okay," they said. "So then now we're going to have to kill you." "What? Why do you have to kill me?" said Label. "Because you'll tell the police that we tried to rob you. And then they'll arrest us." "Oh, no," said Label. "Please don't kill me." "No, it's too bad," said the robbers. "That's the only way it can be. We have to do that." So Abel understood that he was in big trouble. He said to the robbers, "Can I please ask one last request before you do that? Can I please light my menorah? It's Hanukkah, and it's just getting dark here in the woods, and so I'd like to light my menorah." "Okay," they said, "but make it quick." So Label did not make it quick. He made it as slow as he could. And he said the brachas with great kavana, because he knew this might be his last day in this world. Oh, Lenu. And he said the brachas most beautifully, with so much kavana. And he lit the menorah and he sang Haneris Halalu. And maybe he sang Mosur also, I don't know. And as he was singing, he asked Hashem to please save him from this terrible situation. And he sang with all of his heart. He was babbling with all of his heart. All of a sudden, he heard boots bashing through the snow. He looked up and he saw that there was policemen there. And they had come to save him from the robbers and to arrest the robbers. As the police were tying up the robbers, Label asked them, "How did you know I was here in the middle of the woods?" Said, "Well, we have to check the woods from time to time. And we saw some strange lights, some flames. And we came to check it out. We saw them from a far distance. And we see now that it was your candles. These are very big candles. So therefore we were able to see them from a far distance. And as we came closer, we understood what was happening. We could see that the robbers were giving you a hard time. And that's why we have now arrested them." And so Label understood that Rebbe's vision was very, very far. Not only did he see that he would be in the woods for Hanukkah, but he also saw that he would need to have very large candles so that they could be seen and that he could be saved from the robbers. Thank you very much for joining us for the story of the day.